Her name's Sweet.
I'm just gonna
call it.
We'll start the meeting, and then we'll do like you do a quick introduction and introduce your dog.
Okay.
And then we'll move on with the rest of the meeting. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're late. It's my fault. We'll start the meeting. For the call to order, I'd like to recognize Deputy Colin Nickel, and he'd like to do a little presentation about himself and his dog.
I guess we'll have to try to speak into this thing real quick. So I'm Deputy Nickel, as he said. This is Canine Fable. We started on the road in probably July. She went through a period of training down in Olean, New York, where our previous dog, Hershey, was trained by Steve Phillips at Phillips Command Dog. And she'll be two this month. She's a Belgian Malinois, and she's trained in narcotics and tracking people if they're lost in the woods or suspect that runs off into the woods, and to protect me. So if anybody wants, I can bring her around to you guys if you all want to pet her or whatever else. And she can introduce yourself to her. And
she might alert on some of these fellows.
If you guys have any questions,
start with the Democrats.
So if you got any questions, feel free to ask them as they come around.
Didn't they just have a big bust with this dog, like a week or so ago, Colin? Wasn't there a substantial one?
We had a cache. We seized some cache. $3,000
in cache. Good. I'll buy dog poop for a while.
Actually, we get our food donated by Potsdam
Agri. That's nice of them. So, Colin, the dog stays with you 24 hours?
Yes, he's with me all the time.
Okay, Colin, while you're still going, we're going to start our meeting. Thank you very much. So we have a call to order, a roll call. Kelly?
Thank you.
Hooper?
Here.
Forsyth?
Here.
Lightfoot?
Here.
LaPierre?
Here.
Leader?
Here.
Denisha?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Akers?
Here.
Fay?
Here.
Timmerman?
Here.
Colbert?
Here.
Burke? Arquette?
Here.
Paquin?
Here.
Bell?
Here.
15 present.
Okay. We'll have the prayer offered by Mr. Denisha and followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Bless us. May you grant us understanding. Order our actions in the way.
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
To entertain a motion for the approval of tonight's agenda by Ms. Bell and seconded by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of February 5th of 2018. Motion? Mr. Hooper. Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Communications, Kelly.
A resolution was received from Five Towns Upper Hudson in support of historic preservation of the Gooley Club Camp and former Gooley Farmhouse. Three resolutions were received from Essex County Board of Supervisors. One opposing Governor Cuomo's proposal contained in the 2018 budget review bill to amend laws regarding the current 480 and 480A forest exemption and to add a new 480B taxation of forest lands under the Forest Practice Program or Forest Certification Program known as the Empire Forest for the Future initiatives. Two, opposing Governor Cuomo's proposal contained in the 2018 budget review bill to change the law regarding taxation of state forest preserve lands from the current locally assessed system to a payment in lieu of taxes pilot system administered and controlled solely by the state of New York. And three, supporting the implementation of Governor Cuomo's broadband initiative. A resolution was received from the town of Clifton requesting the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles to require the Amish community to install slow-moving vehicle emblems on all means of transportation used on public roads and highways. A resolution was received from the County of Schoharie Board of Supervisors to increase state support for Cornell Cooperative Extension County Association in the state of New York. An email was received from Matt O'Brien regarding Bassmasters Elite Series events, and I'll read that in its entirety. I'm writing to you to request your support from the Village of Waddington's request for $30,000 to assist with funding the 2018 Bassmaster Elite Series event. Please share this with any legislators you think may find this helpful. I'm unable to attend your meeting tonight, but would like to express my support for this investment by our county. After the first of these events in 2013, Clarkson University conducted a study to measure the economic impact of the event and concluded that local spending was boosted between $1.08 and $3.38 million. Regardless of any other impact, fact, or opinion about these events, it is indisputable that somewhere between $43,000 and $135,000 went directly into St. Lawrence County coffers in the form of sales tax that otherwise would not have happened. This has happened each of the three times that Waddington has held this event. The fourth, if it occurs, will be no different. We are asking the county to make a very sound investment in the local economy. The track record of this event proves that this is not a speculative investment. Where else would the county invest $30,000 this year and be assured that in a matter of weeks, the county would see a cash return on that investment of $43,000 to $135,000. I wish that Waddington had the infrastructure and economy to actually have the entire $1 to $3 million be spent right in our village at restaurants, hotels, boat charters, fishing equipment, and everything else. But the fact of the matter is we don't have very many of these things. Someday maybe we will, which is why our village is making investments in this event. But so far, if it is being spent all around in our county's other communities. My point is this, the county as a whole would benefit from this event. I realize that all levels of government, especially local government like our county, towns, villages, and schools, need to be prudent and make wise choices. As a taxpayer, I would be angry if you weren't doing that. This is a sound investment. If I thought it was not, I would be writing you and urging you not to do it. Please support this event and its benefit to our economy. If I can help in any other way on this or any other matter, do not hesitate. Matt O'Brien.
That concludes communications. Next up is citizen participation. Any citizen wanting to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address. Is there anyone that would like to address the board?
Hi, my name is Luke Daly. I live in Parrishville, but I'm addressing you about some problems in an adjoining community. What would you think about a town board member whose father has multiple leases with a large corporation going door to door with that company's representative soliciting support for a major industrial project? Would you think, would it make you nervous if another town board member, also the fire chief, was voting on issues that concern the same project, which would bring $30,000 to $40,000 to the fire district? Would you think it was appropriate if a town highway superintendent, who would be responsible for negotiating the repairs to roads, culverts, and bridges from the same project, also had leases with the company? Would you think it was a coincidence if the only local hire was the ex-wife widow of the previous town supervisor where the project is proposed? We have serious concerns about all these things which are occurring in our corner of the county. We feel what would be appropriate is some help from the county ethics boards and county ethics board, and we need to know when they next meet and how we can file complaints. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Berry?
My name is Kevin Berry. I live in Colton. I wish to bring the legislature's attention to National Grid's proposed rate hike, which is under consideration for approval by the Public Service Commission. The need to recover its costs and advance its infrastructure has been given as National Grid's justification for wanting to significantly raise rates. But in National Grid's March 2017 earnings call, Chief Executive Officer John Pettigrew stated that National Grid has strong fundamentals, a high-quality asset portfolio, a strong balance sheet, and access to solid growth opportunities driving asset growth and yields. I'm confident that we're well-positioned for attractive growth and good shareholder returns. This does not sound like a company that doesn't recover its costs. A typical National Grid electric bill contains numerous bewildering charges, including delivery, legacy transition charge, revenue decoupling mechanism, electricity supply, merchant function, and electricity supply reconciliation mechanism. There is, of course, a sales tax on everything. And then there is the ultimate insult to the consumer, a $17 a month so-called basic service charge, which is explained as a charge to cover costs for meter reading, billing, equipment, and maintenance. This charge is the same regardless of how much energy is used during the billing period. It is as if a gas station charged consumers $204 a year for the privilege of pulling up to its pumps. This gratuitous basic charge should be abolished. The rate increase will supposedly also serve to create jobs. In exchange for increasing customer rates, National Grid plans to add 280 jobs upstate. But did anyone ask customers if they wanted to subsidize a job creation program through an increase in their electric bill? The requested increase has nothing to do with an increase in the cost of electricity, which is extraneous to the proposal. If the price of natural gas increases or if a nuclear power plant goes offline, The cost of electricity will increase, perhaps astronomically, as will rates. I hope that the legislature will contact the Public Service Commission and ask it to reject National Grid's proposal. The homeowners of St. Lawrence County already suffer enough under exorbitant property and school taxes and cannot afford an increase in their already unwarrantedly high electric bills. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Berry. Anyone else? Yes, Janet.
Thank you. My name is Janet Otto-Cassett. I'm the mayor of the Village of Waddington. The letter you heard before was from Matt O'Brien, who is our village budget director for the Village of Waddington. This letter I was asked to read by Mr. William Dajna. He is the budget director for our bass tournament and has been since 2013. He said, I don't understand this issue here, everyone, county or other communities, need to decide if they want these types of events in the county or not. One small village is not able to continue to host these events without help. The Bassmaster Elite Series event, one of eight per the country, is held in St. Lawrence County. 2013, 15, and 17, and 18, with an average of 34,000 people attending. St. Lawrence County, the Village of Waddington, holds the all-time record of attendance for one of these events. The only Bassmaster event bigger is the Classic, and you need a stadium to hold one of those. This event was offered to the St. Lawrence County Chamber in 2013, and they said no. I was on the village board at the time, and this decision was, we can't let this opportunity pass us by. We can argue about the impact, however. When you host this event with about 30 to 34,000 people attending, there has to be a positive impact to the county. I am currently president of the Black Lake Chamber of Commerce. When our members discuss the bed tax and other taxes, they often ask me, what does the county do to help the chamber continue to bring outside people to the area with the tourism dollars? We did a survey in the mid-90s, and that was approximately $7 million. The St. Lawrence County Chamber has helped a little in the past. However, they say they can't now because the St. Lawrence County Chamber revenue is down. With the economy, what it is here in St. Lawrence County, one would think people with vision would think tourism is a good investment. I am disappointed with all the negative comments and the lack of pride in our county. I am working for the administrator in Cayuga County, and I can tell you that Cayuga County would love to take this Bassmaster Elite Series event away from us. And that's what he wanted me to read to you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Green?
Patrick Green, Starving Rancher. Johnny, rather than up your bow and play your fiddle hard, you probably know the rest of that tune. What I gave you tonight is a copy of a check I made in 2000, and our national debt was $6.6 trillion, roughly. And there's a little picture of the oath I took when I joined the Marine Corps, and I think you people took something just like it when you became legislators. Below that is the federal debt as it stands today. It took 220 years to get $6 trillion in debt. It's taken 17 years to triple it. Our interest that we paid last year was almost $500 billion. Below that is New York State debt at $61.4 billion, and the interest is $4.2 billion. They did pay $3.8 billion in on the principal of the debt, yet Mr. Cuomo wants to add $4.4 to it, so that's kind of like spinning your tires. In fact, you're getting a little deeper in the mud. I don't understand this. I was hoping, did you all get your reservations for the hotel up in Saranac Lake? Because I'd say for $35 million, anybody that pays taxes in the state should at least get one night free. But possibly not. The same happens in Pickens Hall, and there's a hotel down in Waddington. On the back of that paper is a little ditty by a guy called Steve Earle called Snake Oil. Now, I noticed in our budget, I'm sure if I got it correct, the county got $27 million from the feds, who we know are broke, and $57 million, I think, from the state, which is broke. We're living above our means. Now, I was accused at a meeting in Lisbon of living in the 19th or 20th century, and it was on Valentine's Day. And this councilman said I was had to come up to the 21st century. Well, in the 19th and 20th centuries, we lived by our means. In fact, to my understanding, when the Board of Supervisors was here, they got run off in 74 by a state mandate from the IDA that came in 71. There was they call it a $360,000 surplus. It wasn't a general fund. It wasn't taxing just to make a general fund without representation. It was a surplus they'd gathered over the years. That second piece of paper I told you or showed you is it states the 50 state government debts. And California, the biggest one at $617 billion. New York State is number two at $301 billion. Add that 61 to it, that's $361 billion. I know the copy didn't come out good, but if you look through it, you can see on the bottom that it's from medical insurance due, retirements for government workers, budget deficits, and all this is hidden somewhere at $300 billion. It goes with these bonds like the airport. They put their bonds away and control the controls at, and he gets his interest, and that's supposed to help retirement and all this other stuff, but hocus pocus. We all knew who Merlin was. And it says at the bottom, it says, drastic reforms and innovations and political courage are needed to put our states back on the road to fiscal survival. We're not surviving. We've got to learn to just say no, and I'm not Nancy Reagan. What we're doing is what Moab's, when we prayed to Moab, Abraham took a son up there, and he was going to sacrifice his oldest son to this God. And our God, this is a Christian nation, impeded that by showing a lamb in a bush and the goat or the sheep or whatever was sacrificed instead. But we suffered a great deal. Israel suffered for this worship of Moab. And what our nation is doing right now is we're sacrificing future generations. And I don't know how many future generations we're sacrificing so we can live a lifestyle that's beyond our ability to pay. So you people, I wish you'd consider when you're fiddling over here that it's time we got to stop. We got to stop it. This county, St. Lawrence, can lead the way in New York State, the second greatest socialist state in the country, and we can turn this thing around. But everybody's going to have to tighten their belts and start living by our means. Thank you very much for your time. I hope you consider this throughout the year. And I hope we don't have to borrow more money just to pay the salaries. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Anyone else? Okay, that concludes citizen participation. So the presentation of the resolutions, Mr. Colbert.
Yes, I offer a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for social services for Medicaid surplus funds and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
15 yes.
Okay, motion passes. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for authorization to access criminal history record information and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Goldberg.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a caseworker position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Paquin and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a caseworker position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Leader. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Goldberg.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a senior account clerk position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a social welfare examiner position and create and fill a community service worker position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Bell and Mr. Paquin. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a temporary legal secretary position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Leader. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with Claxton Hepburn Medical Center for administering psychiatric examinations and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Central New York Health Home Network, Inc. for care management services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke, Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the Director of Community Services to sign a data use agreement and business associate agreement with the New York State Department of Health and the Office of Health Insurance Programs for a performance management system and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Kulixoft, Inc. for secure texting services for community services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a keyboard specialist position in the Community Services Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget to support St. Lawrence County Public Transportation with the acquisition of equipment and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha? Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
15 yes.
Motion passes. Mr. Colbert.
For a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with New York State Department of Health for early intervention services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an immunization action plan grant contract between the Public Health Department and the New York State Department of Health and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke and Mr. Paguin. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution modifying the 2018 Public Health Department budget for the Emergency Preparedness Program and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre? Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
15 yes.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Colbert. Mr. Hooper.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the Division of Criminal Justice Services for the 2018-2019 Agent Defense Grant.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution for financially supporting the efforts of the 2018 Bassmaster Elite Series in Waddington, New York, and modifying the 2018 budget and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Mr. Hooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, let me say that I really love this event, and I've enjoyed going to it each year it's been staged. However, what we received today as purported financial statements does not carry any weight and does not tell us anything about what's been proposed as a budget and what the actual experience has been over the different years that it's been presented. So until they can give us true financial statements, I would like to make a motion to table this.
Okay. Thank you.
We need a second to table.
Okay, second by Mr. Forsyth. And there's no discussion on the table. Is that correct? All right. Roll call vote on the table.
Paquin?
No.
Bell?
No.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
No.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
No.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
No.
Okay.
10 yes, 5 no.
The resolution is tabled. Is there a point in time, Mr. Hooper, that is tabled too?
I didn't mention that, but I would contemplate that by the next general meeting that hopefully we'd have the information.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Timmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a heavy equipment operator position in the solid waste department and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Yes, Mr. Colbert.
This is kind of a general question. I asked, I think, in committee, previous committee meeting about, do we have any information on the net change in number of employees with the county with some of these positions? I know some of these are replacements, but from these resolutions, I can't tell which are replacements and which are actually new positions being added.
Probably Mr. Legault can answer that. Okay. Any more questions for Mr. Legault concerning this? Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution approving federal aid local project agreement for the construction inspection phase for Franklin Road over Big Sucker Brook, bin 3342090, pin 775355, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution approving federal aid bridge New York project for the final design for County Route 24 Russell Truss over Grass River, bin 3363520, pin 775364, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to award and sign contracts for Franklin Road Bridge over Big Sucker Brook, Village of Waddington, bin 3342090, pin 775355, and modifying the 2018 budget for the Department of Highways, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Denisha, Mr. Arquette, and Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution approving a supplemental agreement with Stantec for construction inspection CI services for Franklin Road Bridge over Big Sucker Brook, Village of Waddington, bin 3342090, pin 775355, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement between the Village of Canton and County of St. Lawrence, New York, regarding tax delinquent property owned by M.R. Bells Incorporated, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Forsythe, Mr. Fay, and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution transferring a parcel sell of an acquired property to the Village of Canton, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement between DP 12 West Street, Canton, LLC, and St. Lawrence County, granting the county access to property located at 12 West Street, Canton, New York, owned by DP 12 West Street, Canton, LLC, to conduct an environmental investigation, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Fay abstains. Thank you, Mr. Fay. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for authorization to modify the PY17 WIOA budget to transfer formula funds from dislocated worker accounts to adult accounts, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
15 yes.
Motion passes. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for the Office of Emergency Services due to a budget modification of the FY13 SICG grant. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins and Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for social services for child welfare expenditures and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Paquin. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for the Public Health Department for an increase in expenses to the coroner's program and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha? Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution passes. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution recommending the 2018 New York State Legislative Agenda for St. Lawrence County and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe, Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
Offer a resolution requesting opportunity zone designation for St. Lawrence County. New York State Governor Cuomo under the Investing in Opportunity Act.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with the Town of Hopkinton, Parrishville Hopkinton School District, and Georgie Sansusi PE LLC for wind appraisal consultant services related to the proposed placement of a wind development.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. County Administrator's report. Ruth?
I'll start tonight with the transfer of funds that I'm required to report to you pursuant to local law C for the year 2011. There was a transfer of $1,298 in the Board of Legislators budget to provide for advertising that was needed in 2017 for department head searches. There was an $1,153 transfer in the county attorney's budget. There was some equipment purchased for the risk manager that was not budgeted at the start of the year. And finally, there was a $960 adjustment in the treasurer's department. This was to accommodate the county reforestation, county and town taxes, as well as the school, which weren't levied until September. So those total bills exceeded the budget for 2017. Wanted to make you aware that next week at Operations Committee, there will be a request for consideration to renew the contract with Burnham and Associates. I've asked, and Chair Hooper's agreed, to allow Burnham to come in and provide you with a presentation on their year in review. The consideration potentially could either be for the remainder of 2018 or for the year to continue in until next April. So that will be for consideration of the board next week. Vacancy committee is scheduled for tomorrow at 4 p.m. There are 12 positions to be considered. We're encouraging conceptual discussions as well as succession planning in these meetings. So I believe that most of the department heads that have attended and had these conversations with the legislature value the discussion based upon either upcoming retirements or vacancies that they can anticipate. So it's certainly valuable conversation. We've been able to lock in the date of Finance Committee this month, March 26th, to have the Office of Courts Administration join us. I mentioned this to you last week. They will come and discuss security in the courthouse with us on that day. Also, tomorrow, we will review the tentative agreement articles with the inaugural contract for Council 82 supervisors. This will be an opportunity to go over the language prior to the resolution coming forward or seeking ratification from the body. That will be a contract for 2018 through 2021. On Thursday, there'll be the next session held with Council 82 of negotiations. We've received a request for staff to attend a meeting in Rensselaer County on March 28th, and it's related to the Raise the Age. It's a meeting being held for the detention center administrators. So we believe that will be helpful in the Raise the Age discussions that are ongoing. If any of you recall, in I believe it was December, we had scheduled a tour and made available to legislators an opportunity to tour Fort Drum. That was scheduled or canceled at the time due to weather, and we've rescheduled that for April 5th, and it will happen during the day. So I believe there's a 1 o'clock start intended for that tour. So if anyone's interested, please let Kelly or Rebecca know that you'd like to attend, and we'll make arrangements and get the credentials in order for that. And also, as you know, the Raise the Age requirements are due April 1st. As it falls this year, that's on a Sunday. So we would like to have that submitted by March 30th. And hopefully tonight, Chairman Akers will appoint a committee. And if that's possible, to schedule a meeting for this week. We certainly have a short time frame with which to put together the plan for that. Also wanted to make you aware that on March 1st, the electronic home monitoring program began. That, as I remind you, is pre-trial candidates. And in my last conversation with Tim on Thursday, there were two individuals that were approved and going to be considered by the judge for release over the weekend. As additional equipment is received, they'll continue to review and do those assessments and make decisions based upon who should be provided the opportunity to have that as their detention. We've locked down March 14th for the trip to Albany to deliver the legislative agenda that's just been adopted. So that also will be a decision of Chairman Akers to provide the staff and legislators to attend that meeting. Any questions?
Okay. No questions for Ruth? Okay. Does anyone have a committee report for any of the committees you serve on? Old and new business. Did you have your hand up, Rick? No. Okay. Okay. So we have a need for executive session for all four categories.
We do.
Litigation, reports, personnel, and appointments. I would entertain a motion to go in executive session. Mr. Forsythe, seconded by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Motion has been made by Mr. Arquette to move back into open session, seconded by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Hooper. All those, any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We're back in session. Mr. Hooper, if you would read the resolution, please. Oh. Okay, first of all, we'll do the chair's appointments. I had reached out to the individuals who have been have toured our old jail and have been to Albany and been involved in discussions, and I've heard back from only Mr. Burke. So the group is Mr. Hooper, Mr. Lightfoot, and myself, and Mr. Burke. Are you four, three gentlemen in agreement to serve on this committee for this venture? Okay. All right. Very much. The other issue is the legislative agenda. Last year, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. And, oh, I thought Greg Pagan. I couldn't read my own handwriting. Okay, sorry, Greg. Sorry I left you out. So next up is the legislative agenda, which is the 14th, which is, I believe, is next Wednesday. Is that correct? Last year, Ruth and Steve, Joe and I think Larry went. Is that correct, Larry? So who is interested in attending this year? I think down and back. Yep, no overnight accommodations required. We would leave. First appointment is about 9. It's 10, so we would be leaving at least by 6, if not before. So, okay, Tony's interested in going. Joe Lightfoot, Ruth and Steve, you're both coming, correct? Yes. So it's, there's 4. Anyone else? I would probably be going. It would be 5. Okay. All right. Thank you. Next, we have the presentation of the resolution. Mr. Hooper, if you would, please.
Offer a resolution authorizing the development of a plan for the creation and administration of a secure juvenile detention facility and submission to the state of New York pursuant to the Raise the Age legislation and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Nothing else before the board? Appointments? Okay. Chad?
Let's see. Appointments, the Community Services Board, we have Robert Buffum of Potsdam, Ralph Johns of Potsdam, and a reappointment to the Community Services Board, John Nixon, MD of Hamlet.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Paguin. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Appointment, St. Lawrence County Ethics Board, Lloyd Grandy, Waddington. Reappointment, St. Lawrence County Recreational Trails Board, Debbie Christie Canton, Stanley Hewlett Canton, Warren Sonny Irwin, North Lawrence, Walter Paul, South Colton, Charles Schlor, South Colton.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. That's it. Adjournment? So moved by Mr. Paguin, second by Mr. Forsythe.
Aye.
All those in favor, say aye. Okay. Resolution passed. You are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.